Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Well, if you get a nickel, I'll get a dime. We'll all go out and we'll buy some wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine, wine, wine. Drinking wine.
One of the many pleasant surprises of my Michigan journey of discovery was to learn that this heartland state produces world-class wines. This was especially surprising, as the common sentiment is that Midwest wines are mostly way too sweet, some even fortified with extra sugar, just to please the Midwesterner's palate. Come along and join me at Vin Bar in downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan, for a visit with Kate Nordby, the general manager, for an eye-opening and extremely palate-pleasing Michigan wine tasting experience. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan, and we're here with
Kate Nordby here at Vin Bar.
And you're right in the heart of Old Town downtown.
Yeah,
Ann
we
Arbor.
Sure are. We're just off of Main Street on Liberty. Pretty good location for us. Good for pedestrian traffic.
As I think you know, I'm based in California,
And
there is the most insane bias, kind of egocentricness,
yes.
Of California's about
sure.
wine. I go,
sure.
Well, I'm going to Wisconsin, you know, and I'm having some cherry wine. And
yeah.
They go, what? How could Midwesterners can't make wine
yeah.
that's any good?
Sure.
And yet they are.
Yeah, indeed.
Talk to us about Michigan wine.
Well, you know, we are here in Ann Arbor, and Ann Arbor is a college town, so we get a lot of folks from out of town that come into our wine bar, and, you know, we are serving all Michigan wine, and they have the same bias that Michigan is a young industry and has a lot to prove, but Michigan is really well known for their cooler climate varietals. I would say the dry whites are really what we're known for, a Pinot Blanc, Rieslings, you know, the European varietals. In terms of reds, Pinot Noir does quite well. Instead of a Cabernet Sauvignon, we do a Cabernet Franc, which is kind of the cool climate cousin to that. So Michigan is really more focused on varietals that grow well in their climate. So I always tell people, you know, kind of comparing California wines to Michigan wines, it's like apples and oranges. It's a different climate. You have to expect something a little different from Michigan wines, but they're award-winning and they're getting a lot more recognition as the winemakers get better and the vineyards get better.
So
and the...
you're talking about national and international wine competitions.
Yes.
So blind tastings.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah. Yeah, actually the winemaker for Black Star Farms was just out in California mm-hmm. doing a Pinot Noir tasting and showing his Michigan Pinot Noir to winemakers from around the world. And yeah, they're internationally known for their cool climate varietals.
Yeah, so cool. And I heard something about rosés.
Yes, and we feature rosés that are the traditional kind of French-style rosés, which are quite dry, made from red varietals. Minimal skin contact, typically no residual sugar, so they read quite dry, but also fruit-driven because they don't see any oak, which is typical of a white wine. So you serve it chilled, and it's the season for rosé. So I'm excited about that.
That's so great. Yeah, coming up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, it sure is. Yeah, the weather is getting finally warmer here in Michigan, which we're very excited about. So rosé, yeah, it's the rosé season.
Tell us a little bit more about wines of Michigan.
Yeah, sure. So Michigan wines, typically, we get a lot of people assuming that we do a lot of sweet wines. And while we do provide sweet wines,
there is that market.
There
is. Always.
And every,
yeah, in the Midwest.
You walk into the supermarket and you see Moscato is the first thing you see.
It's
the top seller. But really what Michigan is winning their awards for are their dry whites. The climate in Michigan is obviously cooler. And with a cooler climate, the acidity is amped up quite a bit, and particularly the dry whites, the reds as well. And so that tends to balance out the fruit quality of a white wine with the acid, which is really what you look for when you're drinking a good quality wine. And reds, you know, if we're growing cool climate red varieties, varietals, you're still getting a hot season. It's just shorter than you would get in California or, you know, a hotter climate.
So if you went on a parallel latitude, you'd probably wind up with Germany
Austria. So the wines that we're featuring here at Vin Bar, they all lie on the 45th parallel, which is Bordeaux, France, Northern Italy. So if you're looking at what Michigan is growing, think of, you know, kind of Northern European countries. Similar climate, similar varietals.
Where they get a real winter.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when people always say Michigan wines, you get all that snow, how does that not affect the grapes? But really, if you get enough snowfall, it really is covering the vines while they're dormant. So it's kind of a protection against the cold weather. So as long as we get a good amount of snow, they're pretty protected from that cold.
That's so cool. So if somebody wanted to learn more about Michigan wines,
yeah,
is there someplace on the web they could do that?
Yeah, so we have a website, vinbara2.com, A2 for Ann Arbor. And we also, I would direct you to the wineries that we feature.
One more time.
I would direct you to each of the wineries that we represent, blackstarfarms.com, goodharborvineyards.com, and elmobby.com. They each have wealth of information about Michigan wines, and there are over 40 wineries up in the Leelanau and Old Mission Peninsula alone. So Michigan is really, it's, you know, about 30 years in, and there are quite a few more years to kind of catch up to, but we're getting there for sure.
Do they tend to be closer to the lake? Or
what? Yeah, it's kind of a microclimate up there with the lakes surrounding them. That's what Leelanau Peninsula and Old Mission have that's kind of special to them, which makes them unlike any other Michigan wineries, is that they've got the microclimate of the lakes surrounding them, and you get the more isolated snow. So in the cold season, they're a little bit more protected, if you will.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Kate, what a pleasure to visit with
you. Thank you so much.
Glad I came in and met you.
Of course, absolutely. Thank you.
Great. And one more time, your website.
VinBarA2.com.
Love it.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning.
Oh,